Richard Scrushy, were you the main target of these sequential prosecutions? And was Siegelman just a way to get to you? Or was this a twofer for Karl Rove in the prosecution in Montgomery that led to your dual convictions?
Well, that's a very good question. It probably was a twofer. I think they wanted, there's no doubt Karl Rove wanted the governor. And I do believe that, you know, I could have, if I had been willing to get up and do what they asked me to do and say the things that they wanted me to say, that I would have walked out. And I wouldn't have gone to prison, and I wouldn't have done the time. But I'm just not that kind of man, Peter. I'm not going to get up and lie on him. I didn't know Governor Siegelman that well, but I could not get up and say the things that they asked me to say because they were not true, and then know that he's got two children and a wife, and the rest of my life, I've got to get up every day and look in the mirror and say, Richard Scrushy, you're nothing but a liar, and you know you put that man in prison. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather go spend the 5 or 6 years in prison myself, and that may sound be hard for people to understand, but that's just who I am. And my wife and my kids suffered greatly. I mean, 5 years, 6 years of my life away from my wife and kids, it was horrible. And it was in a horrible place, and a place no man ever wants to go. But I feel better about myself because I don't have to worry about the fact that these other people put this man in prison. And he shouldn't be in prison today. He is innocent. He did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. There was no corruption. There was no bribery. There was nothing. This thing is a total farce, total fraud. And, yeah, maybe they got a twofer to answer your question. I don't know if that's what he wanted or not, but he certainly got Governor Siegelman and he got me.